It's Friday, news listeners. And of course, time for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It is the 19th of May, 2023. Got the best in tech that happened over the past 24 hours, and it's coming at you right now in less than 5 minutes. Well, if you woke up to a lot of app updates this morning thinking, okay, something must be on the way. Well, here it is. I'm talking for all you Apple iPhone users out there. iOS 16.5 has arrived. It was kind of a given we'd get one more update before WWDC next month, and here it is. Not only for your iPhone, but for your iPad and your Mac as well. The reason for the update? Well, it pretty much has the dedicated sports and Apple news section now. With those dedicated sections, you can keep up with rankings, scores, stories, and you don't have to go through a whole bunch of other articles to do it. Plus, there's score and schedule cards and news that jump directly to pages just for particular games. And other than those things, of course, you get your usual round of bug fixes, including that major issue everybody's been having with CarPlay, plus Spotlight on iOS as well. Now, the bigger question is, are we going to see any more? Actually, we might. Currently in public beta right now, 16.6. Now, staying with Apple News and those updates, Apple TV, yes, of course, it had an update as well. This one for the multi-view for live sports. Sound familiar? Yeah, Apple's taken one from YouTube TV. For what we can see right now, the multi-view will work with Major League Soccer, of course, and it will also work with Friday Night Baseball. How it works is pretty much you'll choose the compatible match. Yes, they're not all compatible. And then we'll search for other available live games. From there, you can customize whether to watch one stream or two or four matches in split screen. Pretty much it all depends on what's available. In addition, it'll also let you choose which audio to hear, and you'll have the choice of either radio broadcast for MSL and home or away feeds for Friday Night Baseball. And finally, hey, we ended with TikTok yesterday. That's where we're going to pick right up. Yep, seems people in Montana, particularly those TikTok creators, aren't too happy. Yep, exactly. One day after the governor signed the first statewide ban on TikTok, creators are now ready to sue. And by suing, they're hoping to block the ban from taking effect, which, by the way, doesn't take effect till next year. In these court filings, lawyers, yep, they're ready to represent these TikTok creators, saying that the ban is unconstitutional and it violates their First Amendment rights. Yep, pretty much the same thing we heard yesterday from TikTok themselves. The lawyers representing these TikTok creators say Montana has no authority to enact laws advancing what it believes should be the United States foreign policy or its national security interests. Nor may Montana ban an entire form of communication based on its perceptions that some speech shared through that form, protected by the First Amendment, is actually dangerous. Now, Montana, particularly the Attorney General, yeah, they knew these legal challenges were already going to be coming. In fact, Austin Kutson, who's the Attorney General for Montana, stated in our recent interview, "There are some important issues here that I do think we probably need the federal courts to step in and answer here for us." But I guess instead of doing that to begin with, they decided just to go ahead with it. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Support the news show today over at Patreon at patreon.com/BTN News. Find the news show as well as the Mac show and the big show over at the official network website at britishtechnetwork.com. You can also follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And join the BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back for our Patreon supporters of $5 a month and up for your weekend edition tomorrow. The regular news show, back on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on. But until then, have a great Friday, enjoy your weekend, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.